NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past, the era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games, the era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was, and so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Ransomed Football. This week, the Yale football team has journeyed to New Brunswick, New Jersey, where they're to play Rutgers in one of the most important games of the young season. As our story opens, it's the morning of the game. Frank and Bart, accompanied by Inza Burridge, are strolling through the trophy room of the Rutgers Gymnasium.
I think you'll be interested in this room, Inza. It's where they keep all the different athletic trophies Rutgers has won.
Oh, yes. It's quite a lot like the one up at Yale, isn't it?
With one exception. Take a look at the football in this trophy case, Inza.
Now, this one, Bart?
Uh-huh.
What does it say? Rutgers 6, Princeton 4, November 13, 1869. My goodness, don't tell me Rutgers had a team that long ago.
Well, that was the first collegiate football game ever played, Inza. Oh. It wasn't until quite a few years later that we had a team up at Yale.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm glad Aunt Belle let me come down for the game.
So am I. But come on, let's look at some more of those trophies.
Pardon me, mister.
Oh, hello, son. What is it?
Aren't you Yale football players?
That's right. I'm Frank Merriwell, and this is Bart Hodge.
Hi there.
Frank Merriwell? Gee, I've heard an awful lot about you. And you too, Mr. Hodge. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Why, thanks. And this is Enza Burridge.
Hello.
Andy's my name, Andy Arnold. Me? I'm Rutgers man.
A Rutgers man?
Well, maybe not exactly, ma'am. I'm still too young, I guess. What I mean is I will be someday.
I see.
Are you going to the game this afternoon, Andy?
I sure am. Of course, I suppose I shouldn't say this, but you might as well know the truth. I'm going to root for Rutgers to win.
Well, we'll try not to hold that against you, Andy.
Gee, thanks.
Do you really think Rutgers can beat Yale today?
You saw what we did to Dartmouth last week, didn't you?
We sure did. It was the upset of the week. Is your team really that good?
It's a lot better than that. You just wait until this afternoon. Just wait till you see Pinky Thompson. He's the Rutgers captain. He's the best football player in the whole world, I'll bet.
Well, it sounds like we're in for a rough afternoon, Bart.
I'll say. You just wait and see. Come on, here. I'll show you something.
You mean this case? There's nothing in it.
Say, that's funny.
Why, Andy? What'd you expect to find there?
Well, that's where the football should be. I mean the football we won last week from Dartmouth. It's supposed to be right here with the score of the game on it and everything.
Well, maybe they didn't get around to painting it yet, huh?
Gee, that's too bad. And I wanted to show it to you. Don't you worry. The next time you come around here, you'll see it right there. You can bet your life on that.
Of course we will, Andy. Well, it's been a pleasure having you show us around, but we want to see the rest of the campus, too, before lunch.
Oh, you've got lots to see around the campus, all right. This is a very historical college, you know.
Yeah, so we've heard.
I bet you never saw the sign on the stone over near the chapel, did you?
Sign on the stone? What's that?
You know, one of those signs that tells us that this is where the first football game in America was played.
Oh, he means a plaque, isn't it?
Yes, that's what they call it. Anyhow, you ought to see it.
We'd like to if we have time, Andy.
You'll have plenty of time. I'll show it to you myself. Come on.
Say, Andy, I hope this isn't a Rutgers plot to walk our legs off before the game.
Oh, no, sir. We don't do things like that. Besides, we save all our tricks for the game. You'll wait and see. We have lots of surprises in store for you. I hope you don't mind too much.
Mind?
Losing the game, because that's what's going to happen. But come on, I'll show you the plot.
Here. Yes, Bart. I hope we can give the Yale rooting section something to cheer about.
Yeah, we will. Oh, there's the referee out in the field, Frank. Better get out there for the toss.
Right. Get the team together, Bart. I'll be right back.
Check. Come on, gang. Come over here.
All right, Captain Merriwell, over here.
Yes, sir.
Captain Thompson.
Right here, Rep.
All right, boys. We'll get the formalities over with. Captain Merriwell of Yale, meet Captain Thompson of Rutgers.
Oh, we know each other, Rev. How are you, Frank?
Fine, Pinky. Your team all set?
Raring to go. Let's toss that coin.
Your call, Captain Merriwell.
Heads.
Very well. Here's the toss. And tails it is. Your choice, Captain Thompson.
Rutgers will receive, Rev.
All right. Your choice of goals, Captain Merriwell.
Yale will defend the north goal.
Very well. Rutgers wins the toss and elects to receive with the south goal at their backs. Get your teams ready, boys, and the best of luck to both of them.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, Pinky.
Thanks, Frank. But I better warn you, we're up for this game. You Yale boys are going to need all the luck.
If you want.
Gee, thanks. I hope I wasn't yelling too loud. Sometimes I get sort of excited.
I don't blame you, Andy. When your team is playing, you really have something to cheer about. I can't imagine what could be wrong with Yale.
Nothing's wrong with them, man. It's just that we're good. I told you so. Watch now. I bet we're going to make another touchdown. Hey, listen. Come on, Yale.
Hold them.
Half.
Good thing, too. They almost scored another one on us.
Oh, what's got into this Rutgers team? They're leading us 13-0.
I don't know, Bart. They're playing way over their heads. We've got to find some way to stop them.
Well, if you ask me, it's our line. They're being outcharged on every play. Act like they're asleep.
Well, the coach will wake them up when we get into the dressing room. You can bet on that. Now, come on, let's go.
Oh, Mr. Merriwell, just a minute.
Wait, Bart. Yes, what is it?
My name's Stewart. I'm the Rutgers student manager. I have a favor to ask.
Well, sure thing, but hurry it up. We're doing the dressing room.
Well, it's about this ball we've been using in the first half.
What about it? Looks all right to me.
Oh, the ball's all right. It's just that it should never have been in the game. One of my assistants made a mistake and got it mixed up with the game equipment.
What's this all about? What's the objection to the ball?
Well, look here on this end of it.
Oh, someone apparently started to paint it. But that's all right, Stuart. It doesn't affect the ball in any way.
No, you still don't understand. This is the ball we used in our upset victory over Dartmouth last week. We were going to paint the score on it and put it in our trophy room.
Oh, I understand. I suppose you want to use a different ball in the second half. Is that it?
Well, if your team has no objections...
No, of course not. Go right ahead.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Just a minute, Stuart.
Oh, hello, Pinky. What's wrong?
I just heard about this football business. We're not playing the second half with a new ball. We're doing too well with this one.
Well, now, wait, Pinky. Captain Merriwell just agreed, and I...
Yeah, sure. Why shouldn't he? Yale could stand a change in luck, but we couldn't.
Well, Pinky, you're not that superstitious, are you?
Well, maybe not, but I don't believe in taking chances. Besides, some of the boys on the team feel pretty strongly about it. No, Sir Stewart, I can't agree to putting in a new ball for the second half.
Well, all right, Pinky, you're the captain. This is liable to cause a mess. I don't see
how you figure that. Why, we can paint the Dartmouth score on one side and the Yale score on the other. Well, this will be the most valuable football in our trophy room.
You're forgetting one thing, Pinky.
Yeah, what?
You haven't won this game yet.
You're right, you haven't. We're coming back strong in the second half.
And so are we. I'll take my chances on that. Leave the ball in the game, Stewart.
Oh, wait a minute. Only on one condition. If Yale wins, we get the ball that was used in the game.
That's right, Pinky. That's the winning team's privilege.
All right. They'll get the ball if they win the game.
All right, fine. Then the ball stays in the game. But remember the bargain. We have a trophy room at Yale, too, you know.
Yeah, sure. But you have to win the game first, and that's going to take some doing.
Well, we'll see, Pinky. Come along, Bart. If we don't get into that dressing room, the coach is liable to go through the roof. Signals! 23! 89, 86, 91, fight! 1, 2, 3, 4! That's it, Frank! Follow me, I'll tackle. Look out for that fallback, Frank!
I've got him!
Now, Frank, you're clear!
Run,
Frank, run!
Take the win!
Nice tackle, Blake! Go on now, line. Keep trying.
hands on the ball.
We'll get it. Stop them this time and I'll have to kick.
But there's not enough time left to march down the whole length of the field. Look at the clock. Only a minute and 10 seconds to go.
Look out. Here goes the play.
Signals. 25. 32. 45. 67. Hank. One, two, three.
Watch it, boy. Coming on your side.
Get in.
Bumble. Bumble. Get that ball. Popeye. Catch it, boy.
What a break. Maybe we still got time.
Just enough for one more play, and we need 6 points to tie it up. We've got to make it good, Bart. Come on, gang. Line up.
Look, don't try anything fancy, Frank. Right off tackle. I'll lead the way.
Right. Come on. Just seconds left. Signals. Hey. One, two, three, four.
Come through here. I'll stop him. Not this time, Piggy.
Attaboy, boy. Attaboy.
Stop him. It's a touchdown. You did it, Frank. All right, the game's over.
Looks like we tied it up just in time.
We still got to try for the extra point, though. Come on, Frank. We can still win if you make it.
I'll make it. Come on, gang. Line up. This is the big one.
All right, come on, you guys. Get in there and block that kick.
This is the one, Frank. It means the ball game. Whatever you do, don't miss it.
All right, here goes. Kick formation. One, two, three, four, five.
Get him, Frank. Nice move, Frank. It looks good. It is, it is. We win. Yeah, we win.
That's the way to block line.
Congratulations, Frank. I'm afraid you fellas showed us up this half.
A good game, Pinky. I thought you had us.
Yeah, so did I until the last second. Well, it looks like you get to keep the ball after all.
That's right. Hey, speaking of that ball, where is it, Frank?
Hmm?
They never threw it out of the stands.
Well, gosh, I don't know. There's a referee over there, but he hasn't got the ball.
Wait a second. Here comes our manager. What's the trouble, Stuart?
Yeah. Hey, how about that football? According to the agreement, we're supposed to get it.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry about that, gentlemen.
Sorry? Say, what is this?
Well, I don't know how it happened. When you kicked that last extra point into the stands, the ball disappeared.
Oh, now, wait a minute. We won that ball, and we're going to get it.
Well, of course you won it, Bart, but you just heard what Stuart said. A fan must have grabbed it and run.
Yeah, a Rutgers fan. Who else would want to pull a dirty trick like that?
Now, wait a minute, Hodge. You can't say a thing like that
well,
about
it. Well, I'm saying, if this wasn't an ordinary ball, you won it pretty badly. You said so yourself.
All right.
Wait.
You're both too keyed up from the game. Take it easy. We'll talk this over when you've had a chance to cool off a bit. All right, hurry up and finish dressing, Bart. We've got to meet Enzo for dinner before train time.
I'm practically ready. I'm not thinking about dinner right now. I'm still burned up about that football.
Well, if you're not thinking about food, you must be mad.
I am. I think about it, the more positive I am, it was a Rutgers trick. A pretty low one at that.
Oh, forget it. A fan took it, that's all. It's happened lots of times.
I might believe that if this had been an ordinary ball. But you know yourself how badly Rutgers wanted this one.
Well, I don't agree with you, but you might just as well drop the whole matter. The important thing is we won the game.
Yes, but we've got to have the ball to take...
Right here, Stuart. What's the trouble now?
Letty, did you hear that mob outside?
What's going on?
Well, it looks like the whole Yale rooting section is going crazy. They just finished ripping down the goalposts.
Is that all? That happens after practically every game.
Yes, I know, but they're not stopping at that. It's more than Yale students. We could control them. Most of them are townies, and they keep chanting, "We want the Yale ball." They're threatening to tear down the stands.
What's that?
Yes, Pinky Thompson's out there now. He's been trying to stop them, and now they're going to beat him up.
Good night. Let's get out
there. No, wait a minute, Frank. You can't do anything against a mob like that. You'll get hurt yourself.
Maybe so, but that won't stop me from trying. Come on, we've got to break this up.
In just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of Frank Merriwell. But first, how would you like to win a 4-year, full-tuition scholarship to the University of Denver? Well, you and every other boy and girl listening are eligible for this prize, and you can win it just by writing a simple essay of 100 words or less on what youth means to the future of America and mailing your entry to Frank Merriwell, National Broadcasting Company, New York 20, New York. But Frank Merriwell himself will be back at the end of our story to tell you all about it. And even if you already know all about the contest, don't miss what Frank has to tell you today. He has another big surprise in store for you. And now, back to our story. An angry crowd of rooters is gathered in front of the Yale dressing room, and as Frank steps through the door, he's greeted by the distraught Rutgers captain.
Oh, there you are, Frank. You're just in time.
I hope so. This looks bad, Pinky.
This isn't the worst of it. The Rutgers students are gathering all over the campus right this minute. We might have a real pitch battle.
If this thing gets out of hand, it's liable to wreck the whole town.
What can we do, Frank?
I don't know. Now, look, stay here out of the way with Bart. Come on, Pinky. We'll try talking to them.
I doubt if they'll listen to you, Frank.
Well, we'll see. Come on, hop up on this wagon where they can get a look at us.
All right. I don't think it's any use.
Amen! Amen! Listen to me!
Well, at least they recognize
you. Now, listen to me down there. I've got something to say. Wait a minute. That's better. Now, listen. Yale met a good team today. They played hard and they played clean. Sure, we were lucky enough to win, but that doesn't take anything away from Rutgers.
No, I'll say it doesn't.
Now, wait.
Not even the football.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to me. Rutgers didn't take that football. It was stolen by a fan.
That's the truth. We didn't have anything to do with it.
You can believe him. This is Pinky Thompson, captain of the Rutgers team.
Yeah, we know you, Thompson. Give us that football. We want the Yale ball. We want the Yale ball.
Well, it's no use, Frank. We've lost him. He'll never stop him now.
Wait a minute. There's still a chance. Now, listen. Cut it out and listen to me. Cut it out. Now, we all want that football, but this is not the way to get it.
Now, you're right. Let's take it away from the Rutgers guys.
No, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Right. Now, in a little while, the Yale team takes the train back to New Haven. When we get on that train, I'll have that football. But not unless you break up this mob right away. Now, what do you say?
Oh, yeah? Oh, wait a minute. How do we know you'll have it, Frank?
Because I give you my word you will. Is that good enough for you?
Well, for the love of Mike, Frank, what are you saying?
It's the only way, Pinky. I think I've got them. Now, what do you say?
Now, wait a minute. You sure you'll have it at the train?
I give you my word.
All right. That's good enough for me. I say give Frank a chance to find it.
All right, boy. Boy, that did it. They're starting to disperse.
Yeah, but it's worse than ever, Frank. What if we don't find the ball by train time?
We'll worry about that later.
Frank, I feel terrible about this. I hope you don't think I had a hand in this thing.
Of course not. Right now, Pinky, I want you to go over and talk to the Rutgers students.
Yeah?
Tell them there won't be any fight, at least for a little while.
You can sit there calmly eating dinner when you know there are less than 30 minutes until train time.
Well, I don't see that there's much more we can do right now, Enza. Besides, we've got to have dinner before we leave town.
That's the first sensible thing you've said since the game, Frank. No, but seriously, whatever he gave you made you give that mob a promise like that.
Well, I had to do something, Bart. They were ready to raid the campus when we got there.
Well, Bart's right, though. You promised to bring the ball to the station. You can't do it, Frank. You haven't any more idea than we have where it is. Or have you?
No, but we've got a half an hour to think of something. Now, the main thing is we stopped them for the time being.
I can't get over it, though. To think of them acting that way. Well, they hardly listened to you, Frank.
Well, I wouldn't have worried if it had just been a crowd of students, but most of them were townies.
Sure. They get more worked up over the games than we do. Now, we've got to think of some way to prevent a riot at the railroad station.
Well, everyone has had a chance to cool off by now. I'm hoping there won't be any more trouble, even if the ball isn't found.
I don't know. Hey, Pinky Thompson. He doesn't look worried. He's eating over there in that booth. Mm-hmm. Guess he must have succeeded in calming the Rutgers boys.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, yes, waiter. Oh, what is it?
Are you the football captain, sir?
That's right.
The head waiter asked me to deliver this note to you. Someone left it with him.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all, sir. I'll bring you dessert now.
What is it, Frank?
I don't know. Let's see.
It's printed in pencil. If you want your football...
What?
Football. Meet me at campus... What's that word? P-L-A-K.
Must be plaque. Sure, that's it. Campus plaque. Meet me at campus plaque at 7:30 sharp.
No signature, Frank?
No, that's all there is to it. Oh, no, wait. There's a P.S. Come alone. Don't tell Merriwell.
Don't tell Merriwell? Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Hey, just a second. It makes a lot of sense to me. Frank, remember what the waiter said when he brought you the note? He asked if you were the football captain?
Yes, Bart, I see what you mean.
Well, I don't. You are the captain, Frank.
Sure, Enza, but the wrong one. This note was obviously intended for the Rutgers football captain.
I'm afraid you're right, Bart.
And that does it. Thompson's in this up to his neck. He did have the ball stolen after all.
Bart, where are you going?
I'm going to show this note to him and punch him right in the nose.
No, hold on, Bart, just because... Wait.
Frank, Frank Merriwell.
Now, what's the matter?
Frank, I've been looking all over for you.
Stuart, don't tell me there's more trouble.
I'll say there is. The Rutgers students are marching on the station, and the Yale rooters are there waiting for them.
What?
There's going to be a real fight this time unless somebody stops them.
Oh, I was afraid of this. Come on, Frank. Maybe we can stop it before it gets too bad. Let's get over the station.
Not without a football. Stuart, tell Pinky about this. He's sitting over there. Come on, Bart. We're going over to the campus as fast as we can. We're almost there, Bart. The plaque is over that way, under that big maple tree.
What?
Oh,
yeah. It's so dark, you can hardly make it out. Oh, come on.
No, hold it. That's funny. I hadn't figured on this.
What's wrong, huh?
Oh, I see. That man over there. He's got the football in his hands. I must have made a mistake somewhere. I don't get it.
Well, I do.
He's the one who sent you the note. He thought you were going to show up. Now he's taking the ball away again.
But there's still something wrong.
What's the matter with you all of a sudden? Come on, he'll get away. I'm going to jump him.
Bart, wait, wait.
All right, you the game's up. What's the idea? Get him off football, will you?
Hold it, you're cool.
Get your hands off.
I'll teach you.
I said hold it.
Frank, let go of my arm.
Come on, now.
Break it, let me out. Hey,
I didn't recognize you fellas in the dark.
Holy cats, Pinky Thompson.
What's the idea, Bart? Why'd you jump me?
Just as I thought. You were behind this after all.
What are you talking about?
You know well enough. You got one of your classmates to steal the ball. You knew where it was all the time.
Well, you're crazy. I didn't know anything about it until just a minute ago.
Well, how'd you find out?
Why, I got a note telling me to come here and meet someone under the campus plaque.
A note? Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like the note I got. Pinky, how did you find out about that?
He didn't. He's just trying to fake an alibi for being caught with a football in his hand.
Now, take it easy, Bart. Let's get to the bottom of this. Pinky, when did you get this note you're talking about?
Well, just a couple of minutes ago. I was eating at the restaurant when a waiter came up.
Well, he couldn't have, Frank. We got the note ourselves.
Where is it, Bart?
Well, it's right here. Wait a minute. Well, I don't know. I guess in the excitement, I must have left it lying on the table.
Pinky, did you see us jump up and leave the restaurant?
Yeah, sure. And just a minute later, the waiter came over.
That explains it, Bart. The waiter probably overheard us say that the note wasn't intended for me. So he took it over to Pinky. That clears him on that point, at least.
Well, that's right, Frank. I saw a chance to prevent the riot by getting the football and bringing it to the station, and so I rushed over here. Frank, you gotta believe me. That's the truth. Here's the ball.
I'd like to believe you, Pinky. But if you didn't bring the football here, then who did?
Why, the fellow who wrote that note, I guess. The one who was supposed to meet me.
Well, where is he, then? How do we know there is any such fellow? After all...
Now, wait a minute. I thought I saw a branch of that tree move just then.
Huh?
All right, you up there. Come down.
What, you mean he's up in that tree?
Come down or I'm coming up after you. I'll give you 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
All right, you win.
Andy!
Down,
well, what's this all about, Frank?
Well, here's your culprit, Pinky.
I did it, Pinky. I took the ball, but I never thought it would cause all this trouble, honest.
How in the world did you get this ball, Andy?
I was standing back at the goalpost when Mr. Merriwell made that drop kick. I knew we were going to lose a Dartmouth ball if Yale won, and I didn't want that to happen. So I took it and ran.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yeah, but the note. Why did you send it?
I got scared when I saw there was going to be a trouble. I sent the note to you. I don't know how Mr. Merriwell got here. I just wanted to explain about the ball and let you do what you thought best.
This beats anything I ever heard. Pinky, I owe you an apology.
Oh, that's all right, Bart. Forget it.
What are you going to do with me, Mr. Merriwell? I'm ready to go to the police and take my medicine.
Well, now, Andy, Bart and I have got to catch a train. I guess we'll have to release you in the custody of Pinky Thompson.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, wait a minute. The train. I almost forgot. We've got a riot to stop.
Right, Pinky. But I don't think we'll have any trouble now. Come on, let's get to the station. And don't forget the ball.
Well, we finally made it. I was beginning to think we'd never get out of New Brunswick alive.
I doubt if we would have if we hadn't found this football in time. Oh, which reminds me, Frank. How in the world did you know it was Andy who sent the note?
Well, Bart, I was practically certain of it when we first read the note in the restaurant. Remember how the word plaque was spelled?
P-L-A-K, wasn't it?
Exactly. But no one even remotely familiar with the word would have spelled it that way, would they?
Oh, I see what you're driving at, Frank. It was that chat we had when we first met Andy in the Rutgers Trophy Room.
Of course. When we called that stone tablet a plaque, it was obviously the first time he'd ever heard the word.
Mm-hmm.
And like the intelligent boy he is, he used the word the first chance he got, even though he didn't quite know how to spell it.
Well, that seems plain enough now. I should have thought of that myself.
Well, the important thing is you won the game and you had the football for the Yale Trophy Room.
Yes, Vincent. But with the mood that mob was in, there would have been something in the trophy room, even if we hadn't recovered the football.
Well, what else?
Well, Enza, I have a funny feeling it would have been our scalps.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction. Brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. And now here's Frank Merriwell himself, ready to tell you about his big surprise. Frank?
That's right, boys and girls. I have some more news about the University of Denver Youth Month Scholarship. Now, we've just received word that Mr. Atwater Kent has donated the sum of $500 to the boy or girl who wins the scholarship to help pay for incidental expenses at the university.
$500? That's swell, Frank. But I just thought of something. Suppose the winner isn't ready for college until, say, 10 years from now.
Well, it doesn't matter when he's ready, Bart. Mr. Atwater Kent has already set the money aside, and it'll be waiting for the winner on the day he enters the university.
This is getting exciting now, Frank. You'd better warn everybody that there isn't much time left.
That's right, Enza. Only 4 short days, to be exact. Now, you see, your entry must be in the mails and postmarked not later than midnight, October 6th, in order to be eligible for the Denver University Youth Month Scholarship. And by the way, if you've already sent your entry in and think of something more to say, send another one along, too. There's no limit on the number you may submit.
Say, Frank, just to be on the safe side, don't you think we'd better go over the rules again so that everyone will be sure to understand them?
Good idea. All right, here they are, and they're very simple. All you have to do is write an essay or composition of 100 words or less on the topic, What Youth Means to the Future of America.
Remember that topic. It's What Youth Means to the Future of America.
Now, the winner will be picked for originality of thought and logic in presentation. So get those thinking caps on.
And when you've written your composition, just send it to Frank Merriwell, National Broadcasting Company, New York 20, New York.
Have you got that? Frank Merriwell, National Broadcasting Company, New York 20, New York. And be sure to mail your entry before midnight, October 6th.
Well, there it is. We'll tell you something next week about announcing the winner. In the meantime, let's hear from you on what youth means to the future of America. Maybe you'll be the one to win the University of Denver Youth Month Scholarship, plus the Atwater Kent Award of $500 to help pay your incidental expenses at the university. The best of luck to all of you.
Thank you, Frank. The decision of the judges in this contest is final, and in case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. This program features Lawson Zerbe as Frank, Hal Studer as Bot, and Elaine Ross as Enza. Other members of the cast were Billy Quinn, David Alexander, Bill Griffiths, and Ed Latimer. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King.